This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. This after his meeting with Democratic leaders ended with him declaring the talks a total waste of time and Senator Chuck Schumer characterizing his behavior as a temper tantrum. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
It was a brief meeting in the White House Situation Room centered around a request from the president.
He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says the president then slammed his hand on a table.
And he just walked out.
The president tweeted the meeting was a waste of time, and he ended it by saying bye-bye. This afternoon, the president will visit the southern border, though even he's expressed doubt it'll make any difference or change minds. He's not changing his.
We don't give up. Because we're doing the right thing for our country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump's visit to McAllen, Texas, is scheduled to include border security briefings as well as stops at a Border Patrol station and the area along the Rio Grande River. According to Customs and Border Protection data, in 2017, that area accounted for 44% of apprehensions of people trying to illegally cross into the country. Opponents are planning a demonstration at McAllen's airport Thursday. The U.S. government has been under a partial shutdown since December 22nd as Mr. Trump demands money to build a barrier along at least part of the border with Mexico, which he pledged during his campaign. And while the dispute goes on, about one quarter of government operations have been shuttered, with many government services curtailed and 800,000 federal employees furloughed or forced to work without pay. Three days of trade talks in Beijing between the United States and China ended on Wednesday with the White House expressing optimism. These were the first direct talks between U.S. and Chinese officials since Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping met in December in Argentina and agreed to a 90-day truce in their trade war. This is VOA News. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is planning to leave the job when a new attorney general takes office. He's overseen the lengthy criminal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump has often assailed him for naming a special counsel, former FBI Director Robert Mueller, to lead the investigation into allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the outcome. After several days of intense speculation on the outcome of the DRC's presidential elections, the country's election board proclaimed Felix Tshisekedi the winner. The result could lead to the country's first democratic transfer of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. The announcement came as riot police were deployed in the capital, Kinshasa, amid fears of a disputed result in the December 30th vote marked by accusations of fraud. The U.S. Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo had warned Americans to leave the country as Congolese officials prepared to announce those results. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made unannounced visits Wednesday to Erbil and Baghdad, reassuring allies amid U.S. plans to withdraw its troops from Syria and to seek support for increasing pressure on Iran. Pompeo says the U.S. will not leave Kurdish allies vulnerable to hostile action by Turkey.
These have been folks that have fought with us, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure that those folks that fought with us are protected. And Erdogan has made commitments. He understands that he uses the language he talks about. He has no beef with the Kurds. We want to make sure that that's the case.
He met with the Iraqi president, prime minister, and Iraq's Council of Representatives speaker. Pompeo's week-long trip to the Middle East comes after President Trump's abrupt announcement last month that he will pull all 2,000 American troops from Syria, causing alarm among U.S. allies in the region. The U.N. Special Envoy for Yemen said Wednesday a ceasefire for the crucial port city of Hodeidah is largely holding, but more progress needs to be made before a second round of peace talks can take place. Martin Griffiths addressed the Security Council from Amman, Jordan.
And this relative calm, I believe, sir, indicates the tangible benefit of the Stockholm Agreement for the people of Yemen. And it also illustrates the commitment of both parties to make their agreements work.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government in March 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed, mostly due to coalition airstrikes. Get all of your day's news on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.